It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Megan Huffman joins us from Share Greater Lynchburg, but she's in the garden. You're in the garden. It looks beautiful where you're at.
Good morning. Yes, I'm in Williamsburg, getting ready for the Virginia Fundraising Institute Conference, VFRI. It's going to be located here this week, and there's about 15 nonprofit fundraisers from Lynchburg coming to this event. So we'll be updating who's there on our social media and talking about that. So I'm on location at VFRI, but excited to talk to you all today.
Well, it's very, very nice. It looks great where you're at. Are you having a good time?
Yes, taking in some historical sites today, and then we get started with, I have a dinner tonight, and then we get started with the conference tomorrow.
All right. Well, really, really cool. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. But today we have a guest, and Megan, who do we have?
Yes. So you might be driving around town and seeing the yard signs for the Shrimp Fest coming up this weekend. I know that happened to me. And we wanted to profile the Kiwanis Lynchburg Shrimp Fest, which, as my understanding, is one of their biggest fundraisers of the year and a wonderful way to get involved in supporting the amazing work that they're doing. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about Kiwanis, how to get involved, you know, what this event looks like, the times and everything, and then what it supports.
All
welcome,
right,
Chris.
let me see if I can wrap that up in 30 seconds.
We'll give you a little bit more time.
So the Kiwanis Club of Lynchburg is 105 years old.
Wow.
And we do work in the community. Probably the most well-known are our service leadership programs, which are in the schools. You probably know about Key Clubs, and you've probably seen bumper stickers with terrific kids. And we do those. We also have done a lot of things through the years. The cherry trees that are in Riverside Park, those were a Kiwanis project. The train there, that's a Kiwanis project. And most recently, we had the ribbon cutting of Centennial Playground, which is in Riverfront Park, and that's an accessible playground.
That's fantastic. So, absolutely
Kiwanis
fantastic.
Does a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. One of the things that I love is specifically, now all of the programs are fantastic and all of the projects. The Terrific Kids program really speaks to me. I had the opportunity to attend the little ceremony that they have because of my fifth grader. And there were kids that I know this is probably the first time that they have ever received any kind of praise or recognition for anything. And you could just see in their faces, they were beaming, and it really meant a lot. And it's a fantastic program. All the programs and everything that Kiwanis does, is just fantastic. But that one really, really spoke to me. And shrimp. I like shrimp.
I also like shrimp. And we have joked through the years since Shrimpy became our mascot for Shrimp Fest, that it's very sad that I must peel you and eat you because I just love shrimp. But this is our 10th year with Shrimp Fest, and it's an all-you-can-eat shrimp dinner. There's activities, and there's music, and there's door prizes, and there's just a chance to come together and have a great picnic with shrimp. And there are great sides. We've got loaded cheesy grits and little corns on the cob and slaw, and of course, you know, cocktail sauce, so you can just enjoy all the shrimp that you want. And I'm modeling our VIPs. So we have some great sponsors who have supported Shrimp Fest. This year, this is going to be their ticket into the VIP tent.
It's awesome.
Our shrimpy medallion, so that we can make sure that they feel special. And because really, we have some great sponsors, and Connoisseur Travel is our title sponsor for the fourth year, it all runs together. That's the thing of being 105 years old. But sometimes we get things mixed up. But no, it's really exciting. This is our third year at Randolph College in a beautiful kind of courtyard that's got a lot of nice shade behind the dining hall. With our partnership with Randolph College, there's indoor seating for folks if they would like to enjoy the coolness of the inside, and we'll have lots of ice cold water and other things to drink that you could purchase little tickets for. So,
hey Chris, are there tickets still available, and how do we get them?
Yes, there are tickets still available. Through our Facebook, there's an online portal that you can order your tickets. Also, Givens Books is our physical ticket vendor, so you can just go over to Givens Bookstore and give your cash or check there. And if you see one of our posters, we've got a little QR code that takes you straight to the ticket page. But easy to find us on Facebook and through our website.
Great.
We do still have tickets available. They're starting to get less in, availability. So I would advise folks not to wait and try to walk in on Saturday, because I don't want to disappoint people. I'm always the one that like squeezes one more in, but then the people wag their finger, because all you can eat shrimp. We don't want anybody to walk away and say, I didn't get to eat all the shrimp
I
wanted to eat.
Well, for 12 and older, the prices, if you get the tickets in advance, which we advise you to do, it's $40 in advance. It's $45 at the gate if supplies last. $15 in advance or $20 for kids 6 to 11, and ages 5 and under are free.
We don't figure they can eat that much.
Well, and from what I understand, this is shrimp that is brought in same day, caught in North Carolina, and then you truck it in that morning. And each time Tulane has gone down there a bunch of times.
Tulane will be driving it back. He'll be spending the night down in Oriental, North Carolina. And he'll be on the docks the first thing. And we even have a backup plan. So we've got another person with a truck standing by just in case Tulane breaks down. You can't get any fresher. And they come in. And then we have folks that have been doing these shrimp for years, and they do a great job.
Well, I'm sorry, Megan. Go ahead.
No, I was just curious. How many people do you usually have? How many does this feed?
So we limit attendance to 400 in the space that we are. We're looking to continue to grow because everybody comes and has such a great time. And we also support three local charities that, so we want to be able to keep growing it. The footprint where we are at Randolph College, we want folks to still be able to move around and have a good time and enjoy the entertainment. We've got some great entertainment this year. I believe Mike is our DJ MC.
I'm your MC, and I'll be coming out of DJ retirement because I don't typically do that. But for you guys, I'm going to do that and donate my time so that you guys have a great playlist. And we'll be set up inside and outside as well. So you'll be able to hear all the announcements. You'll be able to hear all the interviews with students that are receiving their awards and things. So it'll be a great time, plus your 50-50 raffle.
Yeah, we'll be giving just shy of $35,000 in scholarships being awarded. We've got door prizes, and then Connoisseur Travel is giving away a travel package that includes a flight to Mexico and some money towards the ground accommodations there. So much fun stuff to do, and Mike, I'll even peel some shrimp for you.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we appreciate that. Well, Chris, we appreciate everything that the Kiwanis does. How can folks get involved, and do you need any volunteers at this point?
Sure. We'd be happy to, if there's anybody that wants to volunteer, they can reach out. There's through that event website, there's a way that you can ask a question. That question will come straight to me, and I'll be sure if somebody wants to get involved with this event. Also, Kiwanis, we're always looking for more members. We meet twice a month on the first and third Fridays, a lunch meeting at Acorn Hill Lodge, and then we also work on projects. We're going to be starting to do some cleanup on the Blackwater Creek Trail, which was an early Kiwanis project. And so happy to have more people join us. Just shoot us an inquiry through either the event website, through our Facebook, or through our website. And I will be the one that answers that email and says, hey, let me connect you to the people that will find your passion. There are people that want to go to those award ceremonies with the kids in the elementary schools, that want to be a part of the high school key clubbers, and I want to help connect you to what service project in this community is important to you.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate that, and we'll link that up on this broadcast as well. And looking forward to Shrimp Fest coming up this Saturday. Doors, I believe, are 4 o'clock.
Gates 4:30.
Okay, 4:30.
It's 4:30. Service of food runs from 5 to 7, and we'll have door prize drawings throughout the evening.
All right. Very, very cool. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. And
Megan, enjoy
the Williamsburg. It's a beautiful place.
Yes, thank you.
Well, Megan, how are things at Share Greater Lynchburg, and what's going on?
Thanks for asking. So, like I said, we're at the VFRI conference this week with 15 other, both Catherine Yarzabinski from GLCF and myself are here with about 15 other nonprofits from across Lynchburg and the region. And there will be hundreds of people here. So we always look forward to this time of learning and connecting, and we'll have some meals together and, you know, continue to solidify those relationships with some of our local nonprofit leaders. And then on the heels of that, next week on the 30th, from 8 to 5, there is the nonprofit summit happening at the Lynchburg Regional Business Office right off of 5th Street. And we anticipate about 150 guests. I know they're well over 125, probably beyond that since my last update, of nonprofit leaders from all levels coming from around the region to have training and information on sustainability and fundraising and marketing and just creative ideas for how to fundraise and outreach in a more volatile environment that fundraisers are in right now. So we really designed it to be a very creativity-driven conference, and it's a one-day event, very affordable, and you can learn more about that on Share Greater Lynchburg as well as the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance website. And we're very much looking forward to being a part of that as a sponsor. And I'm leading a panel at the end of the day towards the afternoon that interviews different nonprofit leaders on creative ways that they've harnessed different streams of fundraising, like connections with civic organizations like Rotary and Kiwanis, or connections with Share, or leaning into your LRBA membership, or creative events that they've put on that are kind of outside of the box, like a Shrimp Fest. So I'm excited about that panel to kind of spotlight the creativity among our leaders. And as far beyond that, we've got monthly lunch and learns and our executive director series. GLCF, we're kind of post scholarships, kind of getting ready for our youth philanthropy committee for the fall as the students come back, and working on our annual report.
It sounds like you got a lot going on. The Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation is the home of Share Greater Lynchburg. And if you visit Share Greater Lynchburg, you can connect with nearly 200 nonprofit organizations. I believe it's 189 nonprofit organizations. If you're part of a nonprofit organization and you are not on the Share platform, what are you waiting for? It's absolutely positively free. Great ways to find volunteers, for folks to learn about your nonprofit organization in one very, very convenient platform. You can attend events and you can even shop for these nonprofit organizations right from the platform and have those items delivered directly to those nonprofits. It's a fantastic organization and a fantastic platform.
That's right. Thank you so much for having us today.
Absolutely. Well, Megan Huffman joins us each and every Tuesday, and have a great trip, and we'll see you back here next Tuesday.
See you in studio next Tuesday. Thanks so much.
All right. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.